So today is something that definitely needs to get touched on, and this is another one of my truth moments. This is another one of my moments of truth. I'm going to get into what people mean when they say, you can't judge me. I'm going to answer the question, who asked your opinion anyway? I'm going to talk about both of those topics today because they kind of go together. It's not a long intro because I really want you to focus on what I'm saying in this episode. And I think most of you who listen to my episodes, I think most of you are going to feel me. All right. So sit back, lay back. This is Quest Logic Podcast. I'm your man, Quest. Here we go with another episode. So this is, again, before I get into this, when I do the Quest Logic Podcast, these are observations. Like I look at the world and I try to interpret what people are saying. I try to interpret what the world is giving us, right? And there's this thing that I'm noticing. There's this thing that I notice. And people, I made an episode about this before, but it seems to be getting worse. So I think I need to say it again. I made an episode about this a couple of seasons ago, but seems to be getting worse. So I think I need to say it again. People have this thing these days where you cannot judge anyone. They love to tell people, you can't judge me. They love to tell other people, you can't judge me. Only God can judge me. They love to say things like, who asked for your opinion? Let's go with that one first. When people say, who asked, and I don't mean just in general. Let me put some context to this. I see a lot of things that come out on social media. And people love to say social media isn't the real world. Yes, it is. Yes, the fuck it is. At this point, social media is the real world. It's only a glimpse, but it is the real world. But specifically, like, people do and say things on social media. And if it's not, if you don't give that person who did it 100% praise, people will love to come in and say, well, who asked for your opinion? That person did. Because the second you put something out publicly, you're asking for opinion. The second you put it out there for the world to see, you're asking for somebody's opinion. My grandmama told me when I was like 5 or 6 years old, if you don't want people in your business, don't tell it to them. At 5 or 6, I didn't necessarily understand what that means. But at the age of 42, damn if I don't understand what the hell that means. If you put anything out publicly, if it leaves outside of your house, if it comes out of your mouth, people are going to determine how they feel about it. And if I determine how I feel about it, that is my opinion. And if you put it out on social media, you have asked for my opinion. See, somewhere along the lines, people started to think that you are allowed to just say what you want to say, do what you want to do with no criticism. And I'll get deeper into this a little bit later. But somewhere along the line, people got to the point to where they thought, or they feel like they can just say whatever they want to say, and we're not allowed to critique them. Unless it's positive. Once you put something out publicly, you're asking for opinion. You're opening yourself up for opinion, and those opinions do not have to be positive. That's just is. Listen, everybody's not going to agree with you. Everybody's not going to feel the same way you feel about something. If you don't want people to disagree with you, then don't say shit. Let's kind of transition on to this other, something else that I said. People are always saying, well, you can't judge somebody. People don't mean that. When people say you shouldn't judge people, really what they're saying, and in 2022, what they're really saying is you're not allowed to disagree with this person. You're not allowed to not like what they did. Because you got to understand, when you judge somebody, judgment comes in two forms. There's positive judgment and there's negative judgment. Like if you walk into a courtroom right now, a judge can rule in your favor or he can rule against you. If you sue somebody, a judge can find for you or he can rule against you. He can find you guilty or he can find you not guilty. If again, that's judging. It's the same thing in life. People will accept all the compliments in the world. They'll get high off the compliments. We see it on Instagram. We see it on Instagram, Twitter. We see it on TikTok, Snapchat. They all have a thumbs up, a like, something. Very few social media outlets have a dislike, a thumbs down, or what, like YouTube is one of the few that has the thumbs down button. And this is why I said this at the start. Social media is real life. Because people think that everything is supposed to be alike. People believe that everything that they do, and now this is not everybody. Some of us are real mature out here, and we accept that everybody's not going to like everything we do, and we can't please everybody. There's an age-old adage that if you try to please everybody, you'll wind up pleasing nobody. And some of us remember that. Some of us still live by that. The problem is so many of us don't. The problem is so many of us don't. And I think it makes for a weaker society. See, nobody will come out and really say that directly. Like I see like girls will, oh man. Okay, so let me give you some of the examples that I'm talking about. Like you'll see some of these girls that are bad body. They went out here and they went the cheap route with some plastic surgery. They got a BBL or they did a little too much on the BBL. And now, you know, they got that diaper booty with the little chicken legs. And sometimes people will say something about it. And a lot of them are these quote unquote celebrity girls. They're celebrities, right? Or these Insta famous girls. And you'll see people in the comments and they're talking. So, well, if you don't stop judging her, you're not allowed to judge her. Yeah, I am. Because if I was going to compliment her, you wouldn't say anything. If you truly don't want anybody to judge you, you have the same way you don't want them to criticize you. You don't want them to celebrate you. You don't want them to congratulate you. If you truly don't want judgment. But subconsciously, we think it would be arrogant to say, you're not allowed to disagree with me. Most of us have enough. And like I said, it's really subconscious. It's really just an internal thing that nobody's really going to come right out and say what they feel, which is because they know it would sound fucked up. Like it would sound crazy for you to say, you're not allowed to disagree with me. Like what? I'm not a what? So instead of saying that, we try to say it in the PC, the politically correct term. Don't judge me. Oh, yeah, the fuck I am. If I see you out here doing something crazy, yeah, I am. If I see you looking crazy, yeah, I'm going to have judgment. Again, if you really don't want anybody to judge you, if you don't want them to judge you, then you're going to reject the compliments the same way you will reject the criticisms. And it's this fact that we've gotten to a place where we don't really embrace opposite views. I'm not saying that you have to celebrate an opposite view, but you need to be able to listen. That's how you get better. Critiques, criticism, differences of opinion, that's how you get better at your thing. whatever it is that you do, even if it's just being a human being, critiques and criticism are how you get better. And that's why so many people aren't getting better. That's why so many people aren't excelling, because they don't want the criticism, because they don't want the critique. They don't want that bad feeling in their mouth. All they want is the endorphins. They want the endorphin rush of being celebrated. I didn't come from that place. I came from a place where we had to work hard for our achievement. Like, I see people celebrating people for the most basic shit. Now, you're not going to agree with everything that I think doesn't need to be fucking celebrated. You're not. And some of you are like, yo, Quest, you're a little crazy on this one. But like, I see people post some shit like, oh, I just started my business. Oh, congratulations, girl. Yeah, you go, girl. And what's the other thing? Like, yes. You know, they put like all the A's and shit up there. Like, oh, I just opened them. So on one hand, yeah, good. You started a business. So the fuck what? Everybody's starting businesses nowadays. You can get on the IRS website right now, or you can get on LegalZoom and you can go through and you can start your own LLC. I'm not celebrating that shit. I'm not celebrating that. Like, if all you got, or if all you did was come up with a business name and go get an LLC, I'm not celebrating that. That's not an achievement. You didn't do shit. You filled out some paperwork. Now, if you open a restaurant, if you open a storefront, if you start a beauty salon, I'm going to celebrate that. You want to know what the difference is with me? Because those things took some work. Like, if you open a restaurant, you got to get the building. You got to get the money to get the building, be it a business loan. Maybe you had the money come in from some. However you did it, you had to design the restaurant. You had to get up the code. The health inspector had to come in. They had to sign off on it for you to open a restaurant. You had to do, you know, some inventory and books. You had to get the food. You had to order the food. You had to make contact with the food vendor. I'm going to applaud that, because that shit took some work. If you open a beauty salon, what do you got to do? You got to find stylists to come work in the salon. You got to charge booth rent. You got to design the salon so, you know, people want to come in. I'm going to celebrate. When you have that ribbon cutting, I'm going to celebrate, because that shit took some work. I'm not just about to celebrate it because you say, hey, I opened a business. For what? I see girls do photo shoots. And people pray, oh, yes, girl, I'm so proud of you. Proud of what? She took some fucking pictures. Like, how hard is it to take some fucking pictures? And I don't want somebody just to hear the first two examples I use with women. It's not just women. They do it with dudes. Homies get excited that they man is in the studio and recorded a song. Look, if I wanted to, I got all the equipment right here to record a song. It might sound like trash because I'm not an engineer. I don't have a mixing board or whatever. But, I mean, I could do it. I could do it. Look, I could put a little effect on my voice. Hold on. See? I can. I ain't want to go all into it because I ain't want to have to reset the board. But I could sit here and I could throw some special effects on my voice.
See what I'm saying? I could throw some special. Are y'all going to praise the fact that I pushed a fucking button? Seriously. Are y'all going to?
Okay, I'm back to normal now. See, but you see what I'm saying? Like, I got all the little special effect kits and all of that shit in the studio here. I could. You know, but that's, I didn't do shit. I see people celebrating things that are simple. Like, I see people celebrating getting 100,000 followers on Instagram. For what? Instagram is free. It's fucking free. Now, if 100,000 followers denotes, like, if you were guaranteed to make $1 off every follower that you had on Instagram, like if it was guaranteed, oh, I'd celebrate that, but it's not. You got people, I know people that have 500,000 followers on Instagram that are broke as fuck. As fuck. It's nothing to celebrate. But you can't tell anybody that shit these days. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't let anybody know that this thing that their friend did is not celebratable because you're not allowed to judge people. You're not allowed to judge anyone. Like I said, it makes society weak. I come from a place, like I said, where you had to earn compliments. I'm not going to say everybody in my life was a hard ass, but at 42, I respect now the pressure that they put on me. I respect the pressure that Willie Mae King and Weaver King put on me growing up. I respect the fact that Joe Red Langston didn't give out compliments like that. I respect the fact the first Sean, Command Sergeant Major, because he was a Command Sergeant Major before he retired, but Command Sergeant Major Michael Kimball just didn't praise everybody in the company like that. Like, no, you had to work, you had to bust your ass to get compliments from these people. These people were like my mentors. You had to bust your ass to get compliments from these people. Right? You had to bust your ass. And I'd be damn, like, yo, again, I went to IC Norcom High School. Anybody knows me knows I love Norcom. But Norcom in the 90s, Norcom in the late 80s, the 90s, through most of the 2000s, early 2000s, it was a rough place to go to. And I don't mean rough in terms of, like, fights and shit like that. I'm talking about go to school looking whack. I'm not saying you ain't got to have the most expensive shit, but go to school looking whack. You was going to get clowned. If you did some whack-ass shit, you was going to get clowned. It made us better. That every day, playing the Joneses every day, cooking people every day, it made us better. It made us tougher. Listen, not just that aspect, our teachers were tougher. Our teachers didn't accept. Okay, so if I give you the brief history on Norcom, Norcom used to be the quote-unquote colored high school in the city of Portsmouth. It's one of the few remaining still colored high schools left. Like, there are a lot of schools that are majority black, but there are very few that were left from the time of segregation. IC Norcom High School is still one of those schools. And what's crazy about Norcom, a lot of the teachers that teach at Norcom, went to Norcom. So they understood what it would take for a black kid to make it in the world. And look, and when I'm saying make it, I'm not even talking President Obama make it. I'm talking about they knew what it was going to take for a kid from Portsmouth, a black kid from Portsmouth, to make it out to have a quote-unquote good job. And growing up for us, a good job was working at the shipyard, being an officer in the military, being a teacher, things like that. Those were considered good jobs. Great jobs were if you were a lawyer. If you made it to be a lawyer or a doctor or something, you had a great job. Those teachers understood what it was going to take for us to get there being young black kids in America. So they ain't take no shit. They ain't just praise us just because we knew that 1 + 1 = 2. They ain't just pat us on the back. They judge the fuck out of us on a daily basis. I know teachers that used to clown on students. They used to rag on students. But it wasn't out of bullying. It wasn't out of any of that. It was, I know that this world is going to judge you. I know that this world is going to look at everything you do as a young black teenager and analyze it and critique it way more so than they would anybody else. So I'm going to prepare you for that shit right here, right now. And it made us better for it. Can't do that shit now, though. Again, kind of sticking on that, my grandmother was a teacher, my mother was a teacher, my aunt ran a daycare. My aunt pretty much took care of damn near half the city of Portsmouth out of her daycare. My grandma taught, it feels like, half the city of Portsmouth when she was a teacher. My mom taught damn near what feels like the other half of the city. So, and all their friends were teachers. So everybody thought that I was going to wind up being a teacher. I'm a businessman. I don't have time to sit in the classroom. There's no diss to teachers. I got a lot of friends as teachers. Shout out Hawk, shout out Keita Allman. I got a lot of friends that are teachers now. Me, I can't do it because I'm too I can't do it with these kids because these kids would say I judge them every day. I would judge the fuck out of them daily. And like I keep reiterating, I keep saying it, people only don't want the negative judgment. That's my problem with this. Listen, I'm not for bullying. I'm not for picking on somebody just for picking on somebody's sake. No, that's bullying. That's fucked up. I'm not condoning that. But I am condoning being honest with a motherfucker. I am condoning telling people the truth. And if you're one of those people that just can't bring yourself to hurt somebody's feelings, then yeah, maybe you, yeah, just shut the fuck up. But me, bruh, I would much rather have my feelings hurt by a friend or somebody close to me than to have people talk behind my back. I'd much rather have the condemnation be public than private, because at least then I know where I stand. That's just me. But yeah, like I said, we're at this place in society where what people are really saying is you're just not allowed to disagree with me. You have to go along with whatever it is that I'm putting out. And on top of having to go along with it, you have to praise it. What? No, I don't. I'm allowed not to like some shit. I'm allowed not to like some shit, and I'm allowed to publicly say, I don't like this shit. I'm allowed that right. I don't have to tell you that this thing that you did is the greatest thing of all time. Like, we're to the point damn near where people are celebrating the kids who work at McDonald's with dipping fries in the fry. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You got a job. Motherfucker, it's McDonald's. You have to be a fucking idiot not to get hired at fucking McDonald's. Kid is over here dipping fries. It ain't rocket science. You wait till the green light on the motherfucking fry heater comes up. Take the fries out the plastic bag, you put them in the basket, you put the basket in, you set the timer, you wait for the timer to go ding, you pull the fries out, you let them sit there for a second, you sprinkle some salt on them, you put them in the little fry, McDonald's red fry container, put it in the bag, going about the business. It's not rocket science. I'm not celebrating you for that shit. I'm not applauding you for that. You know what I will applaud you for, though? Like, there are a lot of things that do deserve. I'm going to applaud you for graduating high school. I'm going to applaud you for graduating college. I'm going to celebrate that shit. I'm not celebrating you for getting a job at McDonald's. Fuck out of here. But there's a lot more now that I'm talking. It's just shit I see and it aggravates me. Like, there was this whole last week, again, and like people keep saying, social media isn't the real world. Yes, it is. We need to really stop saying that shit. Yes, social media is fucking the real world at this point. The reason I say that is because now it's only a reflection, but the ideas that exist in social media exist in the real world. And the longer we keep running around with this notion that social media really isn't the real world, the more fucked up the world is going to get. It's like when somebody like, it's like when you have a pain, right? It's like when you have a pain and you just keep ignoring it and you're like, okay, it'll go away. It's just life. And the pain starts to grow. Oh, this is, and I'm just going to keep ignoring it. It's going to go away. And you just keep ignoring it and it's going to go away. And then you fucking wake up one day and you come to find out that a tumor has been growing in the spot where that pain is. Like, shit, I should have done something about this right away. That's what social media is. I'm not calling social media a cancer so much, but this insistence to ignore the social media is a direct reflection of the society that we now live in. It's a problem. And one of the things, again, that I saw on social media the other day, I was just looking. And so this girl went to the water park. It was, I don't know, it was like family fun water park with her kids. She had on a thong bikini. And somebody made a comment like, yo, you shouldn't wear that. And of course, so people came, you shouldn't judge her. You shouldn't judge what she wears because you shouldn't sexualize the human body. Shut the fuck up. Like, people were saying, oh, you shouldn't sexualize. Well, if we're not sexualizing the human body, then why do women wear fuck me dresses? No, I'm sorry. Fuck me pumps and that little black dress. Why do women wear push-up bras if we don't sexualize the human body? It's biology, people. It's biology. Women are out here getting their ass done because sexually, men like a woman with curves. It's fucking biology. It's not just so you look better in your jeans. I mean, a couple of women probably got it done. And, like, I have a friend, she got a breast job. She's 100% honest. She didn't go get, like, some double Ds. She went from an A cup to, I think, a large B, she said. Like, an A cup to, and it was just because she was personally tired of how she looked in certain dresses. Like, she didn't have, like the cleavage and whatever, the wear certain kind of clothes. So she can tell somebody that I did this for me. If you go from, like, an A to a B, yeah, she did that for her. If you go from, like, an A to some fucking double Ds, you did that to impress men. So guess what? Since you did that to impress men, or to attract men, guess what? I have the fucking right to judge you for it. Because I'm a man. You're trying to attract me. So I have the right to judge if it looks good or not. Look, it's the same thing with men. Men, we don't get plastics. Well, to a certain degree, we do. There's dudes out here now that are getting height increasing surgery. I don't know what the official term is. But yeah, listen, they break your legs. And they take this metal shaft. So if, like, you're like 5'10", you can now be 6'3". If you do some shit, yes, I'm going to judge the fuck out of you for that. I'm not going to celebrate you. Bro, you've been 5'10 your whole life. There is no medical need for you to go from 5'10 to being 6'3". It's not like it's going to get you in the NBA or some shit. So you did that to impress somebody. You did that thing that you did, that surgery that you had, you did it to impress somebody. So you have to understand the other side of that coin is you're not going to impress everybody. You might off-put somebody or somebody might not like it, which is me disagreeing with you, which I have the fucking right to do. And if you keep putting it out there in public, you keep putting it on these Instagram pages and shit, because you're putting it out there because you want the praise, you want that endorphin rush of being celebrated, you have to be prepared for somebody not to like it. Like I said, men do other shit. Men out here, we do other dumb shit. We go and we buy luxury cars that we really don't need. Some of us, yes, are compensating. And we're getting this car and we're doing it to try to impress girls. And frankly, some dudes go overboard with this shit. I can critique that. To me, like, the only place I draw the line is kids. Like kids. Like, my kids, the kids of my Aiden, Ashanti, Zion, Tayshaun, like, the little kids in my life, they know Uncle Marcus or Cousin Marcus. I joke. I clown on them. I joke on my cousin Zion all the time. But you know why? He knows I love him. He knows I mean, not getting into detail, but he knows for a fact that I will defend his life. But I joke on him to make him strong. That's how you develop a man as a man. I beat Aiden up every day. Every time I see Aiden, I beat him up and I call him Little Ugly. He knows I don't think he's ugly. That's just my little joke for him. I call him Little Ugly. He called me Big Ugly. That's just how we talk. That's just how we interact. Right? That's just how we talk. That's just how we interact. But kids are where I draw the line. Like, kids are going to do stupid shit. Because they're kids. Kids are going to just get out here and do stupid shit. And that's fine. And as the parent or the role model in their life, whatever, you can pull them to the side. And, hey, man, you look dumb as shit doing that. Really? Yeah. Okay. So hopefully they don't do it again. But there's a difference between, I don't allow people talking about kids. But if you're an adult, all bets off. Because I'm tired of everything being associated with a phobia or shaming or something. No, some of that shit is constructive. Like, you're out here and you have obese people. You have fat motherfuckers. I'm not trying to fat shame anybody. Some people are big, but look, my grandma was what you would consider. My grandma wasn't fat. My grandma was 4'11". My grandma was technically overweight for her height, right? She wasn't fat. She could walk around. She wasn't breathing heavy. But later on in life, because she was technically overweight for her size, she developed diabetes. And there's a long, probably other reasons, because we black. We're more susceptible to heart disease and diabetes than other demographics. So that probably played a part in it. But I was just saying that to say, listen, I'm sensitive to people who are, quote unquote, big, fat. I went through a fat phase based off some medicine that I was on. It made me puffy. I was out of shape. I went in the gym. I got up at one point in time, I got up like 245. So I'm not fat shaming you. But I also think we need to stop telling people this bullshit. First of all, this word fat shaming, any of these shamings, fat shaming, slut shaming, what else do people do? I don't know. It's not sex shaming. Like, when people attack like LGBT people, what's the term? Like homophobia or whatever. Listen, I'm in no way condoning any of those things, but not having these honest conversations with people, again, not judging, not criticizing people, is leading to people dying. You got people that are morbidly obese, that if you mention or you say something about it, you're fat shaming. No, this motherfucker fat and need to lose weight for their health. Because see, all of these people that are over here defending these people, they're not going to be there when a person gets diabetes and they get their fucking leg cut off. But they were there to say, I can't fat shame them. But damn, I got off on topic. Let me get back on the girl who wore the thong bikini to the water park. Damn, I do this sometimes. Like, I just get so passionate about the topic. Sometimes I just go. Anyway, this girl, she wore the thong bikini to the water park. And all of these people are coming in. Oh, you shouldn't judge her. And she can just, that's bullshit. She needs to be judged. You're at a water park. And yes, the little small children probably aren't thinking a thing about her in a bathing suit. And by small children, I'm talking about girls pretty much any age, but boys like 5 and under. But boys are boys. This is one where I don't normally go with that boys will be boys term, because it has been allowed to be used for males that have harassed females, so I don't really go with that. But boys are going to look at that ass. It's innate. It's part of the male sexual desire. It's part of what attracts men. And so you have males that are prepubescent, that are beginning their journey into adolescence and sexuality, seeing you walking around here in a fucking thong. And it was a two-piece. So you got your thong, you got your boot. It was some shit that she should wear to a pool party in Miami, right? I seen the picture. It's some shit she should wear to a pool party that I used to throw in Miami. That's some shit you should wear around some fucking kids. But here comes the normal squad of people. Oh, you can't judge her. You can't judge her. Yes, the fuck I can. You know why? Because she came out of the house like that. Had I been there, I'm at this point like, I'm getting her kicked the fuck out. You know why? Because I don't want to have that conversation with Ashanti on why this lady can dress like that, but why she can't dress like that at her age. Ashanti, you're a kid. You're a kid. You can't dress like that. I don't want Aiden's experience at the water park to be distracted by the fact that he's a boy and he's over here staring at his ass. I want him to be staring at the water slide. I want him to be scared to death to go, you know, the super water slide to go up real high and you go down real fast and shit and everybody's scared because it's real high. That's what I want him focused on. I don't want him focused on this chick walking around with her tits out and her ass out. And Aiden's like 10. But I remember what it was to be a 10-year-old boy. So, again, it's a water park. So, there are older kids there. There are teenagers there. So, here you got these teenage boys here looking at this woman. And they know what it is. Like, Aiden at 10, I don't think really knows what it is. Right? But this boy over here at 15, 16, he know what it is. So, long story short, there were people that were outraged. There were people that were complaining. This, that, and the other. And here comes this crew online. And we're like, you can't judge her. Okay, word. So I can't judge her. No. And you know what? Let me put a pin in this. It's always the same kind of person that looks the same. They always look the same. They got the septum ring. They got the big gauge earrings. They probably got a bunch of tattoos. They live by crystals and astrology in their profile. They use fucking pronouns like she and they and he and them and whatever. And that's a whole nother show. I'm never calling anybody by your fucking pronouns, which is a reason why I can't work in public school. I refuse. I'm not calling you they. I'm not calling you them. Shut the fuck up. You're a he. Shut up. But anyway, my point is, because nobody's there to critique anymore, because Big Mama ain't around no more, because Madea, because Gaga ain't around no more. Well, Gaga is still around. Hey, Miss Pearl. Hey, Miss Pearl Bland. Gaga is still. But I'm just saying, you know, that name, that term, Gigi. And because TT's are now 22 instead of 52. Yeah, these kids are out here getting away with and not just kids. People are getting away with shit they shouldn't get away with. Because deep down inside, they know that somebody's going to come to their defense and say, you shouldn't, you can't judge, you're shaming. You're trying to shame this person. And remember, I just made a whole episode a couple of shows ago. We need to bring back shaming. This woman should have been embarrassed as fuck walking into a family water park in a damn thong bikini. She should have been embarrassed as hell. She can't judge anybody anymore. And when people were coming to her defense, what they were really saying online is, you're just not allowed to disagree with her choice of what she wore. It's bullshit, people. If you put something out publicly, I have the right to disagree. Now, what I will give people is the manner in which some people disagree with things. What I will give, some people are a little harsh in how they address their disagreement. Some people are a little harsh, and I think some people are trolls. And the same way I talk about how some people hide behind the fat shaming to get away with being whatever they are, and some people hide. In the last episode, I talked about how some girls, you know, hide behind no slut shaming to get away with not having any standards or boundaries about themselves. I do think there is the other side, that some people hide behind critiques and analysis, and some people do hide behind what should be constructive criticism to just be mean, to just be fucked up because they're a pitiful minded person. They're a different lot. Like, bro, I really rocked with the late great Kevin Samuels. Like, not personally, I agreed with a lot of the shit he said. A lot of the shit he said was spot. But because we live in this time where people aren't allowed to judge or criticize anybody, all you're allowed to do is sympathize, empathize, and praise people. A lot of, especially women, started hating on dude, right? Now, what happened, but he was, if you really listen to him, his advice was real. Now, what happened, though, with Kevin Samuels, a lot of other dudes started to see that what was making him successful were these critiques, were these analysis. So now you had this whole wave of dudes who are hiding behind this men having standards movement type of thing, and they were just being mean. They were just using it as an excuse to attack women, or to especially attack black women. They were just using it as an excuse. I'm not going to say any names of the podcasts that are out there, but yeah. They were just using that shit as an excuse. You have a lot of people that get on social media that criticize these, like I said, models and music artists and entertainers and whatever. And it's they're doing it out of jealousy because they aren't them. They're, that person's life is miserable and it's pitiful. So they take their misery and their angst that they got to get up and fucking go clock into a job that they hate, and they take it out by being a mean person to this, you know, celebrity. Now, that's fuck. That I don't agree with. That I don't defend. But I think most of us are, I believe most of us are intelligent enough. Most of us are savvy enough that we can identify, or we should be, that we can identify actual criticism. We can actually identify constructive criticism or just disagreement from being from trollism. Most of us are. Some of us apparently can't. Some of us can't. But let me get ready, like I said, to try to start wrapping this thing up. It's not on me to protect your thing. If you don't want me to judge you, hey man, don't bring that shit outside. Like, I didn't mention it, but I remember growing up when I was younger, the whole LGBT debate, gay rights and everything, it was about the right to do what you wanted. Basically, it was like, tell the government to stay out of my bedroom. You know, people were trying to get like sodomy laws overturned, like technically sodomy laws ban gay men from having sex. They were trying to, and that I agree with. The government has no business being in my bedroom. If I'm not raping somebody, Johnny Law has no business being in my bedroom knowing what the fuck it is that I'm doing. That I agreed with. But now we done took this shit too far. I'll go out here and say it. Somebody's going to call me transphobic for saying this shit. But yes, if you are 6'3", you have a fucking beard, you got a voice like Barry White, and you think that I'm going to like let you pass calling yourself a woman, you're out your fucking mind. You're out your mind. I was in Atlanta the other day. I was looking at an apartment. And it was this dude. He was like 6. I promise you, dude looked like Rocky Balboa. He looked like fucking Rocky Balboa, just with tits in high heels. There's no way in the world that you are supposed to think that I'm going to. But you can't say shit. You're not supposed to say shit. Because I'm judging them. Now, if I would have walked up to dude, and yes, I'm calling him a dude. I would never call him a she. But if I had walked up to dude and complimented him or something, I guarantee it wouldn't have been a problem. I guarantee it would not have been a problem if I would have walked up to him and complimented him. But that's not what I was on. I just completely ignored it because I know not allowed to say shit. Girl walks into a family water park in a thong bikini. Can't say shit. Can't judge people anymore. And with me, I just really wish people had the guts to come out and say the real shit. Like, have the guts to say, you just not allowed to disagree with me. Have, because that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. When you tell me I can't, I'm judging you. All you're saying is I'm not allowed to disagree with you. Because, again, if I was praising you, you would accept it. If I was praising you, you would accept it. But I'm not. So it's a problem. And that is the fucking world we live in. And that's the reason why I sit every day and I'm like, Jesus, hey, bruh. What's that old song, Jesus on the Main Line? I'm trying to get Jesus on the Main Line. I'm trying to get Jesus on the Main Line. I'm trying to get E.T. on the Main Line. Anybody got a spaceship? Any of the aliens that are out there? Listen, if there's an alien that's out there that's listening to my podcast, you know my address. You can find me. Come give me a ride, bro. Get me the fuck up out of here, please. Because I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit. If there's an alien just flying over Earth right now as I'm driving this pot, yo, come get me out of here. Like I said, I'm trying to hold out on Jesus, but he taking a little too long for me. He taking a little too long. I'm ready to go. Let me take a break. We'll be back. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. Do you feel where I'm coming from? Like, do y'all feel where I'm coming from? Did it make sense? Did it make sense to you? I hope it made sense to you. I really did. I really hope it made sense to you. Because we're all the way the fuck out of whack. We're all the way the fuck out of whack where we are these days, man. And it's crazy. But look, I'm not going to hold up any more of your time. Thank you for tuning in today, as usual. I don't even really have anything to get out of it because I left it all in the episode. I left it all on the table in the episode. I left it all on the table. So as usual, you can find me on Instagram, StarMaxQuest. You can find me on Twitter. Quest is Thanos. Side note, Thanos was right. Get half of y'all motherfuckers out of here. Anyway, I'm out, man. Y'all take care. It's been another episode of the Quest Logic Podcast.